Hello and welcome to my very first podcast episode. So first of all, I'll outline why I've decided to start a podcast. So basically, I've come to a point where I'm taking clients and I'm answering quite a lot of the same questions. Now, not that I've got any problem with answering the same questions. That's not it. It's more that I want to be able to answer all these questions for all my clients and anyone who wishes to listen, all in one go. And then therefore, if I can get as much information out to help you, then you're going to be more knowledgeable. So that's essentially why I've decided to start a podcast. Now, most of these podcasts are going to be questions that I've been asked during the week. So I'm going to try and upload day to day, quick 5 minute Q&A style episodes. So the first one I'd like to answer is, I've been asked, which diet is best for fat loss? So this I am really frequently asked, because there are so many diets out there with, you know, a lot of promotion behind them, a lot of money behind them, and they all promise all these amazing things. So really, really quick fat loss, 8 week fat loss and detox teas. And there's so, so much out there. And there's a lot of stuff that isn't actually very helpful. So kind of trying to cut through that as well, to make sure, also for the safety of people, because, you know, there's a lot of dangerous ones out there that are very, very restrictive, and they're not going to help you function your best day to day. So the thing that a diet that works, that all of these diets that work, what they have in common is that they put you in a calorie deficit. So a calorie deficit is when you burn more calories than how many calories you consume day to day, sort of in a 24-hour period. So for example, if you're burning 2,000 calories, you know, just day to day and a little bit of a workout, and then you decide to eat 1,500 calories, the calorie deficit is going to be 500. So that's going to contribute to overall weight loss. So with choosing these diets, that's what they all have in common. Now, they all vary in, you know, the amount of micronutrients you get. So that's the amount of minerals, vitamins, the amount of macronutrients. So that's your carbs, your fats, your protein. So of the ones that I've heard of, you know, there's ketogenic diets, if it fits your macros, low carb, there's high carb, paleo, primal, there's tons. And I think people can take it very personally when people say that one's wrong and one's right. Now, it's not that any of these are wrong, it's just that some might not suit you better. If you were to put yourself on a ketogenic diet, for example, and cut out all carbohydrates, that might not be very good for you day to day. You might not be able to concentrate at work. You might find that your workouts suffer and you can't train as hard as you were doing so before. So it's really down to you which one works best for you. Now, what I would say is that you don't want to be too restrictive with these diets. You don't want something that's going to eliminate food groups so much so that it gets to the weekend and you can't go to social occasions, you can't enjoy time with your family, you can't be flexible at all. Because the minute you start to do that, you start to have this black and white mentality of good foods and bad foods. And what you really want to do is aim for a sustainable lifestyle. So which of these diets is going to equate for one, weight loss, that calorie deficit, and two, which is going to be sustainable for you, which is going to mean that you can have energy day to day, you can smash your workouts, and you can be a bit flexible, and you can have a social life as well. That's what you've got to ask yourself as well. There's also things as well, you know, some are very expensive. You know, they advocate you maybe spending money on, you know, different types of milk and that kind of thing as well. And actually, it's got to be affordable for you as well. So the answer to the question, long and short of it, is, does it put you in a calorie deficit? that's safe and you can sustain and you're not tired? And does it fit your life? Is it sustainable and is it flexible? And of course, does it make you feel happy? I think that's really, really important. If you're doing something and it makes you miserable, don't do it. It's not worth it. It's not going to work, you know? Life is too short to be having a detox tea and not eating anything, really, in my opinion. Food is there to be enjoyed. Your life is there to be enjoyed. So it's best to get all these things in line. Make sure that you have that calorie deficit there and make sure it is sustainable as well. So I hope that answers your question. And obviously, I am going to be answering more questions with these. So if you do have any more, email them over to me or any advice that you'd like, and I can definitely help you with that. But thank you so, so much for listening. And I'll be uploading more of these. So please subscribe, please share, tell your friends about it. And hopefully I'll be uploading a lot more. But thank you so, so much, and have an amazing day.